Now, what are some of the considerations when using TNF inhibitors? It is really important that in patients with TNF inhibitors, we check their hepatitis B status as well as tuberculosis status. And the reason for checking hepatitis B is that TNF inhibitors is associated with possible reactivation of hepatitis B. In addition to that, we need to be especially careful about possibility of latent TB or reactivation of latent TB. And therefore, not only do we check for TB status at baseline, but also during treatment yearly with TNF inhibitors or when patients experience new symptoms that may be consistent with tuberculosis. Some of the TNF inhibitors are associated with immunogenicity, where anti-drug antibodies have been associated with a decreased efficacy. And it's also important to know that in patients with neurological demyelinating diseases, we want to avoid the use of TNF inhibitors. In addition to that, if the patient has advanced CHF, we also want to avoid TNF inhibitors. It is recommended that we do not administer live vaccines during the course of treatment and that we do not combine TNF inhibitors with abatacept or anakinra due to the potential increased rates of infection.